Welcome to the Solid Verbal. The Solid
Verbal. Come after me! I'm a man! I'm 40!
I've heard so many players say, well, I want to be happy. You want to be happy for a day? Eat a steak.
It's that woo woo.
And now, Dan and Ty.
Welcome back to the Solid Verbal, boys and girls. Ty Hildenbrand here. The Twitter verified Dan Rubenstein.
What is up?
Over there. In beautiful New York City, Daniel, it's been about, 10 days since we did this last?
I miss you so bad it hurts, Ty.
How are you, Dan? You were in L.A.? You're living the life?
I'm not going to lie, Ty. Life is good. Was out in L.A. to shoot something for work. It was the NFL rookie premiere, so I spoke to about 35 different offensive skill players and Deion Jordan, who were just drafted. But guys, obviously, we've been following these past few years. Insightful, used my opportunity to speak with them both about the NFL and a little bit about college stuff. Got some information that I can kind of share afterwards. I would just ask them a lot of so your quarterback situation was awful last year, right? Seeing as bad a performance as we were seeing on TV, right? Michigan State. And so it was illuminating to hear these guys sort of say similar things to what we've been saying and also disagree with things that we've been saying. So
was Darren Thomas there just sort of wandering around from last season, hoping someone picks him up this
time? First of all, Ty, that's not funny. Second of all, he was passing out sliders. There was those pulled pork sliders and these mini burger sliders, and he was very helpful with his recommendations, and I don't appreciate your tone.
All right. Fair enough. Well, we've got a Facebook show ahead of us here, a Facebook source show. We took a bunch of questions on the old Facebook page, facebook.com/solidverbal. Mm-hmm. We're going to get through all that here in just a little bit. In addition, today's show is brought to you by Audible. Audible, please visit audiblepodcast.com/solidverbal for your free audiobook download. We will tell you more about that.
How much?
Just a little bit. I believe it would be free, Dan.
Can't compete with zero.
That is $0 and 0 cents.
Listen, here's what we do on the Solid Verbal. We find high quality companies, clients, giving you deals. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, first we start with the berries, but forget about that for the moment. Audible.com? Are you kidding me? Free entertainment? We're in the business of free entertainment, and now we're giving you other means. This is ridiculous.
All right, so where should we start here? Because we took a bunch of questions on the Facebook page.
Yeah.
I am excited to get rolling with this.
A lot of strong questions.
Yeah, as I told you earlier, I feel like I am shot out of a cannon today because I have not done this in quite some time. Mm-hmm. I still have the sling on my arm, but the arm's getting better. I really have nothing to do when I go home from work at night other than watch fantasy baseball scoreboards and read college football stuff. So I've read a lot about what's going on. I've certainly been well in tune with what people are posting on the Facebook page.
Right.
Been sneaking a little Tiger Woods golf in there, and I've been trying to catch myself up on the Fast Movie series, which there is a question in here that I will use to address.
I know nothing about it. But continue.
Prepare to be blown away.
Good. I'm excited. I need your mind.
So where do you want to start? Do you have this page up in front of you?
I have the page up in front of me. Let's go with the most pointed probably question to college football, because essentially we both know that this is going to devolve into madness.
There's a question here about ketchup on hot dogs, so yeah.
Question about ketchup on hot dogs, excuse me. Questions about best college towns, which I guess is fairly relevant.
Sure.
And we're going to get into some college football news stuff, but this is a question from Drew asking about who's going to start at quarterback for Wisconsin. And if we could let Coach Gary Anderson know that Drew still has eligibility left. Who's going to start at quarterback for Wisconsin, Ty?
At last check, it was Mr. Stave, wasn't it?
Stave.
I love that name.
Joel Stave, until he got hurt, was looking better and better each week. Kurt Phillips, of course, takes over. Bart Houston is the new name. Not incumbent, but he redshirted last season, and he was a blue chipper at the high school level. A lot of people don't feel like he's quite ready. He still needs to marinate a bit. And Danny O'Brien's way, way back. So I want to say Joel Stave. If he can stay healthy, he appeared to show flashes of potential. I think he's built pretty well for the new system, which isn't overly complicated. A lot of rolling out. pretty basic play action stuff from Andy Ludwig, but he can succeed in that. Sure, we've talked about Wisconsin a lot. Yeah, I think it's Stave just because his name sounds like he is also in a boy band in 1998.
Joel Stave. Yeah. Joel Stave is the answer, Drew. Next
Dad,
question.
Joel Stave is the cutest. You just don't understand. Yeah.
Speaking of which, I went to see a concert.
What'd you see? Oh, that's right. You saw The Killers.
The Killers. I had eighth row at The Killers. Oh, I forgot to tell you this.
Hit me.
So I'm in the eighth row at The Killers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Closest I've ever been to
Philly?
Camden. So, yeah, they consider that Philly. But on the Camden waterfront.
This is New Jersey?
This is New Jersey, right? On the other side of the Ben Franklin Bridge. And so we're up there. We're pretty close. And two women from all the way back in, like, the lawn area. If you've never been to the Susquehanna Bank Center in Camden, and I'm judging you probably haven't.
Right.
They have a back wall that they can open up, and people sit out on the lawn when it's nice. Well, two women decided they were going to push their way all the way to the front row. And naturally, the ushers are going to see you. This mm-hmm. isn't like they're wearing invisibility cloaks. They're going to see you. So the ushers see him. They go over. They tap on the shoulder, say, come on, you guys got to go.
I would imagine the ushers in Camden, New Jersey, a little saltier than your normal
good guys.
Ushers.
Got to talking to them.
Okay.
As you will find out.
Yeah.
These girls were not budging. So then they bring in more muscle, not budging.
Larger gals?
Not larger gals. Definitely trashy gals, though.
Okay.
I would say trashy probably applies.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually they get an older usher to sort of just drag him out. So he's got one by the back of one shirt, another by the back of hers, mm-hmm. and he's pushing them up the aisle until some South Jersey meathead steps in, gets in the usher's face, and all of a sudden a melee breaks out right next to me. Now, I've got the arm hanging out into the aisle.
Oh, that's right.
I am guarding this thing like you would not. Like it is my litter of kittens, all right?
Walking wounded.
I am guarding this thing with every ounce of me. And eventually, the usher got headbutted. The usher had beer thrown on him. It was an older guy, like a fatherly gentleman
mm-hmm.
who was doing the ushering here. So long story short, I asked the guy if he was okay. He said he was. I ended up making a formal statement to the authorities, Dan. I'm not afraid
to admit
it. Formal statement to the authorities. Saw the whole thing.
Is this Camden PD?
This was Susquehanna Bank Center PD, whatever that's considered.
Okay.
Probably just a CYA situation.
How was the show itself?
Ah, show was fantastic.
What, did they have an opener?
Something called The Virgins, which I'm told was the best Tom Petty cover band of all time. But
really?
I don't know anything about them. We got there a little bit late, so.
All right. I mean, were they all wearing Stanford football shirts? What?
Sweet.
I did like that. So the Killers put on a good show. Lights.
Put on a good show.
Sound.
Yep.
Showman. All right.
And,
good.
And I saw a fight. So all was well.
Who'd you go with?
Went with a lady friend.
Lady, treating her to a night on the town? A little music?
To a night on the town, yeah.
You go out to dinner?
We did not, actually.
Oh, come on, Ty.
I, you know, it was a lot of money, so.
Ty.
I try.
Full, dude. You gotta do it the full evening.
It's tough right now. You know, I got a broken wing.
You got the arm situation, true. All right,
I can
so
use
you,
that.
You,
I can
you
use
see
that.
The Killers. Before we get into more Facebook questions, I should mention that college football news does continue to happen.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question because it directly relates to the team in which you find yourself rooting for all the time.
Yeah.
Eddie Vanderdoss.
Yeah.
5-star defensive tackle signee for the Notre Dame Fighting Irish decides with signing day in the rearview mirror that I have made an enormous mistake.
Right.
And has filed for a hardship claim to immediately transfer elsewhere. He seemed to have been all UCLA leading up to signing day. And there were reports that he was going to go to UCLA. Alabama thought they were in good standing with him very late on in the process.
Yeah.
And then it came out that he was going to Notre Dame. Notre Dame actually put that out into an announcement prematurely that he was going to sign there. And he ends up at Notre Dame unexpectedly. He took a visit there, but nobody really thought they were in it. And now has decided, Northern California kid that he does not want to go to Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Thoughts on that? Thoughts on potential repercussions and precedents with guys signing letters of intent and then backing away in the spring?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I can't get too far down the path of potential consequences because, let's face it, these are 18-year-old kids, 17-year-old kids. However old they are, they're young. And I don't suspect this will be the first nor the last time this sort of thing's going to happen. So if he feels like he made a wrong decision, if he wants to go elsewhere, I'm like very un-Mike Gundy-like.
Right,
I'm fine
as am
I. Just letting the kid go where he thinks he's going to be happiest and just sort of carry on. But
especially since he hasn't enrolled, I don't believe.
Right.
No, he hasn't played.
I get it. And look, as a Notre Dame fan, I'd like to have him because one of the things we heard after he committed to Notre Dame was that Lewis Nix had such a big influence that that Vanderdoss was going to have a chance to come in and be that stopper in the middle, much like Lewis Nix. And that he had all sorts of potential along the defensive line. That hurts if you lose a guy like that. And there's no hiding that. But at the same time, if the kid doesn't want to be there, like they said in, what, Remember the Titans, sometimes you got to cut a man loose.
Yep.
And it might do more harm than good if he ends up having to come to town and doesn't really want to be there. So I get it. It sucks for Notre Dame if they lose him, but at the same time, this is just reality of being 17 or 18 years old and having the world's attention on you.
Yeah, I agree, and especially because the system seems to be weighted so improperly against the prospects, especially the very young ones.
Totally.
Eddie Vanderdoss doesn't even really need to sign a letter of intent. He could sign a financial aid agreement, which isn't binding. It's much tougher if you're not a high-level guy, but he was a five-star guy all around. Anybody would have left open a scholarship for him. And let's be really honest. Here's the real talk about Brian Kelly. If, say, Mike Tomlin left the Steelers after this season for whatever reason, Brian Kelly wouldn't think twice about leaving for the right NFL job should it present itself. He's done it before, and he has left players in the lurch. The players should have somewhat of a right, especially in a situation like this. I would have been okay with him leaving.
Can we talk now about how big of a dick Mike Gundy has been? Can we talk about that now? Would that be a good time?
I mean, these types of stories come along every so often where coaches block players that are looking to transfer from going to this conference and this team. And I understand on a certain level within the conference, I understand on a certain level maybe against a high-profile team that they're going to play the following season or in 2 years. You get that. But to block, he wanted to block Pac-12 and Big 12 and SEC and Big 10. He was talking about 40 schools or something like that. So, yeah, it is – Be a little bit more confident in your abilities as a coach.
What a dick, man. I mean, seriously, if you're going to go out there, and look, they've got a great problem at Oklahoma State, being so they have great depth at quarterback. Three really good quarterbacks who quite honestly could go elsewhere and probably start tomorrow at most schools.
Right.
If you're going to build that kind of depth, you can't get your panties in a bunch when one of them wants to leave and try his hand somewhere else. I just don't get it. What is in it for Gundy to gain as if Wes Lunt's going to return and destroy him? Give me a freaking break.
He doesn't want to see a quarterback succeed elsewhere that he couldn't develop because he looked very good before his injury, but there is a bitterness that he doesn't want to stay around and compete for the job. And yes, you know, Clint Shelf and J.W. Walsh are both very good. But it's a disappointment, and it's a bitterness, and it's a weird rage thing that we've shockingly seen before from Mike Gundy. It's dumb, and I would say conference and pick two teams outside of the conference that you're playing in the future, and that's that. Dumb.
Yeah, I mean, and I get it. I get it. Big 12 teams on your schedule, your future schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. All right. I that's sort of like the currency.
Right.
But come on, dude. You don't gotta be like that.
You don't want him going to Baylor. You don't want him going to Texas. That's fine. You're gonna play them every season for the next 3 years when he's there. Whatever. Fine. All right. But yeah, outside of that, just be confident in your own abilities. Be confident in your ability to recruit and fund the program and coach games week in and week out. It's just it's dumb and petty.
It is.
Yeah. Let's go to Facebook.
Let's go to Facebook. I'm gonna jump in here. We'll go to Kevin McGuire.
Mm.
Kevin on CFB, by the way, on Twitter.
Yeah.
Crystal Ball Run.
Local.
Yep, he's a good friend of the show. Writes in with a coach question here.
Yeah.
Please associate one head football coach with the Xbox One, the PlayStation 4, and the Wii U.
Yeah.
Then, for extra credit, the NES, the Sega Genesis, and the Sega Dreamcast. So he's looking for a little word association here. Xbox One, PS4, and Wii U to start. If I understand correctly, Daniel, The Xbox One seems to be the one that most people are hot for right now.
Correct. I found out because I do work alongside all these gaming journalists that the Xbox One is a superior experience to the PlayStation 4 because PlayStation is just sort of concentrating on games, where the Xbox One is a multimedia experience.
Right.
I'm also in a room right now with a Wii U. I'm in the Polygon review room as we record this. I know very little about the Wii U.
I know that I don't want one.
Correct.
From what I've read on it, I don't think I want one. And so I'm interpreting this as, since these are all kind of like newer or future systems, I'm going to interpret this question as not a head football coach, but as
right.
a coordinator, someone who will be a head football coach shortly. Does that sound fair?
I think that's fair. I'm looking at the systems and trying to associate. I mean, the Xbox One, it's brand new, young, technologically advanced.
Right.
It's what you want. I don't know. The PlayStation 4 is new but not as cool.
Right.
I don't know. This is a tough question.
I was thinking Wii U is Kirby Smart, because everyone's known for a while that it's coming, that Kirby
okay.
Smart's going to be the head football coach, but nobody ever really seems that excited about it. And I haven't figured out why, because he's done great things, but you know, it's just sort of there. It's
going
to happen
paid,
at some
that's
point.
That's why, Ty.
He's getting paid, but I don't know. At least the people who have written in to our show,
right.
no one seems to get all that excited about Kirby Smart. Maybe for good reason, maybe for not. But Wii U, for me, is Kirby Smart.
This question feels like a reach.
Maybe just a little bit, yeah.
I'm curious who you think is the NES. I don't care about the new systems. They're dumb, and everything's dumb to me today, I guess. But
NES is Bear Bryant.
Well, he's not a current one. I guess it just says associate one head football coach.
Right.
But let's go current with it. Who is NES? Old, standby, nostalgia, a lot of good memories.
You go Bill Snyder, Mac Brown.
Not fun, though. The fun of our youth.
Yeah.
It's a reach of a question.
It's tough.
Got to do better.
PS4, I could go Bob Diaco. Sort of new.
Yeah.
On the come. Not as cool.
Right.
As the Xbox One.
Yeah. I mean, you're in South Bend. Sure.
Huh. I don't know.
Yeah. Which one is Cliff Kingsbury? I would say he's the Xbox One.
He's
probably
the Xbox
One. Other than the fact that he's in Lubbock.
He's certainly the Xbox One for that booster, trying to get him a stylist and whatnot.
Yeah, he's sleek, young. Yeah. I don't know. That's all I got.
All right. Here's a good
questions.
One. Let me go to a different one here. This one comes to us from Bill. And he says, what kickoff time do you best prefer locally?
I like this
noon,
question.
Noon, mid-afternoon, or dusk/night? I will add another qualification to this question.
Hit me.
We need to answer it two times. The first of which is if you are actually attending the game. The second is if you are just sitting at home on your couch and watching the football game.
Correct.
So let's start with at the football game, going for the tailgating experience, then going to the football game, or vice versa. What are your thoughts there?
So a 5 p.m. kick, which we have on the West Coast when I'm a wee on the West Coast, a 5 p.m. kick is best for tailgating. You get there around noon or 1, perfect lunchtime. Game starts as the sun is setting. That's great in the fall. In person, that's fantastic. At home, the noon games to me are the highlight. And I guess sort of noon slash, I'm not crazy about the mid-afternoon, but it's on the West Coast, it's a 2 p.m. On the East Coast, it's a 5 p.m., those SEC games. But that's the game to me. I love having a big sandwich. I usually go for a run before the game start because I know I'm going to pollute my body for the rest of the day. So I really like that noon 12:30-ish kickoff on the West Coast, because those are your bigger games. On the East Coast, I guess that is the 3 o'clock game. I just have a late lunch. Those are my favorite games. There are so many happening that you're flipping. You have Twitter going. You have streams going on your computer or on a projector that's going on above the TV like I did on the West Coast sometimes. That, to me, is what feels like college football nirvana. So in person, the 5 p.m. kickoffs. So if it's the Oregon, USC, Cal, Stanford, whatever those games are there. And I guess they kick off at 5 p.m. everywhere. But on TV, it is the earlier on, the lunch, the excitement of everything happening around you. Again, the lunch and sandwich.
Okay.
What about you?
in person, you got to go mid-afternoon. At Penn State, it was often 3:30. Got to go mid-afternoon. The nighttime, sometimes the tailgating drags on a little too long. If you're up here in the Northeast, sometimes starts getting a little nippy.
Well, that's why I don't like the 8 p.m., yeah.
Yeah, you
but
know,
5
but,
p.m., yeah.
But if I'm watching at home, I prefer the night game.
Yeah.
If I'm watching at home on my couch, I prefer the night game because a lot of times you got Musburger on the call.
Sure, that feels bigger.
It just feels like it's a bigger game. So for me, if I'm watching at home, I got to go the night game.
Right.
If I'm actually at the game, you got to go mid-afternoon. I think we can just pass a universal law that noon games suck. I don't know if you want to be in on this or not.
In person.
In person, noon games just suck. You can't. The noon game in person is just a bad experience.
Absolutely.
So mid-afternoon seems to be the big winner.
Yes.
All right.
Second part of this question.
Oh, there is. That's right.
Yeah.
Power rank these sweet breakfast treats. Donuts, muffins,
question.
Danish, or specialized bread. He's got coffee cake here and cinnamon bread. I probably go. Not a big muffins fan, Dan.
I like a good muffin if you have like a crystallized sugar, if you have some sort of hardened surface on the top.
I probably go Danish bread, donuts, and muffins in that order.
I'm going to go specialized bread one because I feel like that's the best coffee accompaniment. Your pumpkin bread, your cinnamon bread, maybe your crumb cake. I feel like that does quite well with your coffee or tea in the morning. I like that combo. I go Danish two. Can be a little buttery, can be pretty filling. I generally will just go like a blueberry Danish or a chocolate chip Danish. I don't go too crazy with the fruits. I will go after that. I will go donuts and then muffins. Donuts, I feel like you can get creative with. The muffin, I feel like, is just a naked cupcake. And even though I like the muffins with the hardened surfaces and crystallized sugar, I feel like if I never had another muffin again, I would be okay.
All right. Let's go to JP.
Yeah.
He says, except for the Big 12, are you a proponent of the 8 or 9 game conference schedule? It makes scheduling easier, more money for the conference network, and makes dodging both Alabama and LSU from the SEC East anyway less likely, though it seems as though it will take a huge toll on out-of-conference premier matchups, thus making it harder for the Boise States, the Utahs, any other upset specials a lot less likely. I would guess that it fits perfectly to an AD or a conference commissioner's, but I would like to hear your opinions.
Right.
8 or 9 conference games, Dan.
We've talked about this before. Since first and foremost, I care most about the product on the field, I'm going to say 9 games. I like a 9-game conference schedule
because it means
fewer cupcakes. I know Les Miles talked about the rotation and the crossover stuff between the SEC West and the SEC East today, and you really can't use the argument I just made against LSU because LSU has scheduled these past few years pretty well outside of the SEC. Seeing them, you know, they have TCU this season, they had Oregon, they had West Virginia a few years ago. They've booked teams in the Pac-10, Pac-12 a lot of the times, which is nice, and they're willing to travel. So I do applaud LSU for that, but I don't care about, you know, Samford and Eton or Elon, whatever, and the Citadel and all these teams that are scheduled. And the Pac-12 is just as guilty, not to speak as if I'm a West Coast elitist. I think Oregon opens the season with Nicholls State. It's not fun for anybody. Charging people to go see those teams is a waste. I'd rather see a higher product on the field.
I'm fine with the 9-game schedule. And
part
of the problem with the 8-game schedule, as we've seen, is that a lot of teams don't schedule anyone.
Right.
Right? A lot of teams, they're playing Nicholls State. So the nine games in conference sort of makes you play, I would think, as a whole across all of college football, probably better opponents. So I'll stick with that. I'm fine with that either way. If they're going to keep it at 8, then I'd wish they'd schedule some better teams out of conference. But unfortunately, there's no real impetus, or there hasn't been anyway, for a team to go that direction. So let me substitute in. He's got a part two.
Yeah, good combo
potato
question.
Potato power rankings. But I want to sub one in because I've been staring at this one all day. This one comes to us from Peter.
Yeah.
Wants to know our opinion. Now, this is a weird question to me, Dan.
Okay.
Ketchup on a hot dog?
Just
question
say no.
Question mark. Punishable by death?
Yep.
Or acceptable?
Nope.
punishable by death?
It's extreme. But I will say, I don't eat ketchup ever. I don't know why you would eat... The barbecue sauce is ketchup for grown-ups. That's how I feel.
You don't put ketchup on the hot dog.
I don't put ketchup on anything, especially hot dogs.
Oh,
if I'm going to treat a hot dog in a fairly naked fashion...
How have we gone for 5 years and never discussed this?
Never. I don't touch the stuff, Ty.
Why?
I'm not 8 years old.
You don't need to be 8 years old. It's got wholesome goodness, Dan.
No, ketchup is disgusting. I don't put ketchup on anything. I go fries with barbecue sauce. I go hot dog with... If I'm going to go fairly naked, I'll go mustard and onions. But I do like a loaded up dog. And you're talking about chili, cheese, mustard, onions, something like that. Maybe some chopped up pickles. I like that. I grilled onions. Sure, if I have to. They do this weird onion jam in New York. It's not great. I don't like sweet toppings on my hot dogs. I like savory. Ketchup's disgusting.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
Barbecue sauce is ketchup with seasoning, with creativity.
This is going to be our Facebook question tomorrow. Actually, we're going to make it a poll question. Ketchup's with hot dogs, yes
awful.
Or no?
I do like ketchup like mixed with mayo for like a Thousand Island with relish. I like that. Not on hot dogs. I'm just speaking in general. It's like a burger spread or a fry dip. They call it fry sauce in the state of Idaho. But no, I don't get near the stuff.
Oh my God.
It's sweet red gel.
I don't even know what to say.
Yeah,
that's
good.
An audible pause you're hearing there, Dan.
Let's go to the potato power ranking. I'm
no,
curious
let's go
about
to,
this.
Let's go. I need to relax here.
Okay, let's
talk
go.
About
we'll come back
our
to potatoes.
Sponsor yeah. For this evening. Again, it is Audible. You've mm-hmm. heard of Audible. They're the internet's leading provider of spoken audio entertainment.
Yep.
They provide digital versions of tens of thousands of audiobooks for download to your computer, smartphone, and MP3 player. You can listen to them whenever you want. It comes in handy for those of you who like podcasts. If you don't feel like listening to us babble on about hot dogs, you can listen to a book of your choosing wherever you want, just again like you're listening to us now. They've got hundreds of thousands of titles to choose from in every genre. Audible has you covered. Now with this special offer, you get a free audiobook download when you sign up today. Again, how much, Dan? That's right, $0.00 to get your free audiobook if you sign up today. I've used Audible before. I don't know if you have.
I have not. I have first-person experience, not only with me. My parents do nothing but listen to books in the car as they're driving. And
so
they use audible.com to get those books.
It's a reputable name. I've used them. I know a bunch of other people that have used them. They've got pretty much every book you're looking for. And again, if you are in the market for podcasts, if you're in the market for anything while you're on your drive to and from the office, check out Audible. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/solidverbal
mm-hmm.
to get your free audiobook today. Again, that is audiblepodcast.com/solidverbal. To get your free audio book. This is a good deal. A free book. Anytime you get anything for free, check it out. Again, big thanks to Audible for sponsoring tonight's show.
I've had many a weird encounter where I've gone into my garage and have seen like my dad in his car just sitting there with the engine on.
You could have
no
idea. You could have went many different directions.
I know.
Said,
I was
my
trying
dad
to word that.
Sitting there, dot, yeah. dot, dot.
I was trying to pick my words carefully. But so enraptured with an audiobook he was listening to in his car, he didn't want to get out of the car. So obviously the product is fantastic. It's very easy. Also, my parents will do this. They'll download an audiobook from audible.com, and they struggle sometimes with the transferring to CDs, iPods, or whatever, just because they're parents and that's what they struggle with. And they get so confused with these books because it'll jump from like book 3 to 7 or like CD 3 to CD 7 on their iPods or in their cars or something like that.
Yeah.
And they just like, I really like this book, but it makes no sense. And then 4 hours later, they'll be, so there was an issue on my end. It wasn't the author.
Right.
That's what I get from parents listening to audiobooks digitally. But it's a great product.
All right. Well, let's move on to more questions here.
Yeah.
Which college coach would you like to watch on the stimulant from this week's Mad Men?
I did watch Mad Men this week.
I've never seen an episode of Mad Men.
Audible pause. Yeah.
I've never seen an episode of Mad Men, but there are one of two directions you can go with this. The first is you can already go with a coach who seems overly stimulated just to see what happens, perhaps if he short circuits from even more stimulant.
Right.
in that camp, I think you have to consider the Les Miles of the world, the Dana Holgersons of the world.
Dana Holgerson.
Sure. Dana Holgerson, since he's always hopped up on Red Bull anyway.
Yep.
Guys like that. The complete opposite direction would be the guys who are just super low key, like the Bill Snyders of the world.
Your Jimbos at times.
Right. So, which coach, Dan, on stimulant from this week's Mad Men?
Well, I'd be terrified about seeing Dana Holgerson on that stimulant. Basically, there was a 1960s era doctor that came in with syringes and shot up the members of Sterling Cooper Draper Price and whatever they just merged into, and they would insert these into their rear ends, and then it was essentially speed. Yeah. Don Draper was awake for like 3 days trying to come up with a concept. So which coach? I would worry about Dana Holgerson and how that would affect his bloodstream. I would say for low keyness that needs just an extra boost. I'd like to see, just because Stanford plays such an aggressive physical style of play and David Shaw doesn't get worked up, I'd love to see him start to salivate and accidentally bite somebody's ear off or something crazy. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see how far and how quickly Todd Graham would travel if given all sorts of energy. Outside of that...
Can we still answer Houston Nutt? Is he still a viable answer here?
Oh, yeah. Giggity. Sure. Houston Nutt would be fun just to see what kind of nonsense comes out of that mouth when he is shot with with weird energy serum. Outside of that, I'd very much be worried about Urban Meyer and his health.
Yeah.
Internally.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good concern, actually.
I'd worry about that. I'm trying to think of other coaches that would be fun. I'm trying, while he was still there, Monty Kiffin would have been a good time.
Monty Kiffin. Yeah.
Would have been fun.
Brian Kelly would turn bright red.
Brian Kelly's head would just pop off comically. Yeah.
Hmm. All right. I didn't see the Mad Men, but.
And here's the other one. Cliff Kingsbury, you're getting a hell of a spanking. Getting a hell of a spanking. Yeah, everybody was hopped up and like, I'll race you.
Tuberville knock you into next week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he'll rip a lot off of you and your person.
All right. Which college football player or coach? This one's going to be all you, Dan, because I don't know anything about this.
Mm-hmm.
College football player or coach you would most like to see as a recurring character on Arrested Development?
Now, you didn't watch Arrested Development.
No, and let me tell you something else. Are they coming out with another season for this or not?
Yeah, Netflix is releasing it next week, I want to say. And it's all at once. That's how Netflix does it. They release the 10 or 13, 14 episodes. So as soon as it premieres, it's a season premiere of the entire season.
I am so sick of people talking about, when are they going to release the next Arrested Development? It's been like 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
People have been clamoring for this show. I've never seen it. I'm sure it's funny. I don't care anymore. I don't care if they put out another Arrested Development.
I care, Ty. Maybe you should take some corn dogs and dip them in ketchup.
All right, so tell me about this show. Who would be good on this show?
It's a really funny show. I'm not one of those people that tries to preach all the time about it. It's really funny. It's really clever and well-written. It's very odd and absurdist and a lot of weird personalities. So obviously everybody's mind will go to Les Miles and Mike Leach. It's a show about a family with a lot of money, and then they lose all their money, then they get money back. It's very aristocratic at certain points. Michael Cera's really funny. Les Miles and Mike Leach are the obvious answers. One of the characters is a never nude, which means that he will never actually get nude, whether it's for showers or situations in the boudoir. So I'm more curious about who, and he wears cut-off shorts. This is David Cross's character, cut-off jean shorts. So because of that, Will Muschamp, jean shorts.
Right.
I feel like if you want to picture something weird, it's the Will Muschamp stare, which I feel like is overly dramatic, which they will use that kind of sensibility on the show for comedy purposes. Will Muschamp, the stare, the freaking out and yelling, and the cutoff jorts. I think that's my answer.
Okay. I'm just gonna take your
What were you just eating?
I'm having voice issues over here.
Really?
I don't have a bottle of water nearby. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
This is
a little
Thai uncut.
Wow.
That's the best I can do. All right.
Can we get into the potato power rankings, please?
Potato power ranking.
Quickly. So he
this
gives
guy,
us.
This is JP. He says, loaded baked potato, garlic
right.
mash, fresh cut, deep fried slash steak fried, well cooked, comma fresh. There's a lot of potatoes, by the way.
Hash brown, yeah.
Hash browns and au gratin. So, in general, he's talking potatoes, not French fries. We've done the French fry power rankings.
Correct.
He's just talking in general.
Right. So fries would just be an answer in and of its own.
Loaded fries for me. Loaded waffle fries. Probably one. But
loaded up with what?
Cheese with bacon.
Okay.
All sorts of goodness. That's probably number one for me. Two, though, the loaded baked potato is tough. That's tough to beat.
I'm going to add a wrinkle to this.
Yeah.
And a good loaded baked potato. You talking about sour cream, cheese, bacon, butter, all
yeah, throw,
the works,
throw
scallions.
Throw it all on there, yeah.
I'm going to say the twice baked potato.
Oh, wow, Dan.
I'm going to say that's the
wow.
superior potato product because you're taking the loaded, you're taking the consistency of the mashed.
Sure.
You're adding in the skin, which is a great source of iron, everybody.
Yeah.
Right. You're adding in the skin. You're adding in extra, you know, extra care is going into it.
Sure.
I'm going the twice baked one and then the well done steak fry, which is the superior dipping option, number two. If you can, you can keep your mashed. I think mashed is it's pretty overrated. The au gratin, sure, whatever. Have fun. I like a good hash brown, but if I'm never having hash browns again, you're talking about the muffin category. I'll be all right.
Have you, what's your theory on eating the skin of the potato?
After, and I'll do a little bit of butter, but not too much. I like munching on it after. Get that iron.
You know, because they put all these pesticides and whatnot on the
Well, you're
on,
baking
on the
it. You're baking it right out.
You're baking it out. If you put a little elbow grease into washing the skin is,
yeah.
like you said, high in iron.
Yes.
A great choice of food.
Listen, if there's nothing else that we have come out in favor of on the Solid Verbal, we are pro iron. Let that be known now. But yeah, steak fries, well done. I only order my fries well done. That's a thing for me. And then the twice baked potato.
All right, let's move on here. Let's go to Don. If you could be a college football player from the past 25 years, who would you like to be? To complete that combination as this college football star, which celebrity from the past 25 years would you marry? I would actually reverse the question and first start with which celebrity over the past 25 years I'd like to marry,
yeah,
and then figure out which college football star I'd like to be.
Okay.
And judging from the way women treat athletes, particularly in the case of Adriana Lima with, what's that guy's name, Marko Jarić or something like
sure.
that?
Sure, yeah.
The goofy-looking NBA guy?
Right.
All you need to be is an athlete. You don't even need to be the star portion of this question.
No.
You just need to be a college footballer in order to have a hat in the ring.
Right.
So if you consider, like, I would throw Jessica Alba. I would throw Mila Kunis in that ring.
Mm-hmm.
If you go back, maybe 5, 6 years, 10 years? I don't know how far back you have to go to be sort of on equal footing with the age. But I think I'm looking in that time period,
right,
to try and pick my college football likeness, I guess.
Sure. I would go Kunis. Here's where I would go older, and I guess this is more early 2000s, late 90s.
Right.
If I could be a college football star and have Jen Aniston.
Ooh.
Friends era, near the end of Friends. You can keep your early Friends Aniston.
Yeah.
I'm buying stock late Jen Aniston. I'll buy stock current Jen Aniston.
Really?
That's probably, I like Kunis. I really like Alison Brie at the moment from Community and Mad Men. But
right.
Aniston in like 04? So who's in, so if that's like Matt Leinart?
Leinart would be in that 04 era.
Leinart would be way up there if I could be any college football star of the past certain amount of time.
Right.
L.A., Hollywood.
I'm looking at some names from Heisman voting
mm-hmm.
in the early 2000s. Jason White appears on there. I don't know if I'd want to be Jason White.
Would you want to be in Norman, Oklahoma?
No.
Nope.
Here's an interesting one. Aaron Rodgers.
Went to JC, was not a big name in college. I wouldn't call him a college star.
Okay.
Would you? He was a good quarterback.
Here's a controversial one.
Yeah.
Ken Dorsey.
A good life in
total,
Miami.
Total nerd.
In the spotlight. But yeah, it looks like what's the Wisconsin that he was Paul Ryan?
Yeah.
A lot of Paul Ryan to Ken Dorsey. Not the great look. Yeah, you're doing well. I interviewed Tyler Wilson, saw him and whatever the lovely female that he was with out in LA. You're not doing terrible. You're not doing terrible in the South with a primetime quarterback position.
Here's my winner from 2001.
Yeah.
Won the Heisman Trophy. Eric Crouch.
That's your winner?
Good-looking guy.
Lincoln,
won
Nebraska?
Won the Heisman Trophy. He had some reach beyond
Here's
Lincoln,
the problem.
Nebraska.
Here's the problem, though. If you're Eric Crouch, you're not getting an A-list Hollywood because they will be told that your career and your shelf life is you're just not long for the spotlight if you're Eric Crouch. So you can do well locally, regionally, but you're not landing five-star Hollywood talent.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, this really is a question.
Because Leinart, everybody thought Leinart was going to be a Pro Bowl quarterback.
Leinart did some work, too. Let's be clear.
Absolutely.
Fertile. All right. Let's move on. Let's go to...
Who do you have?
Let's go to...
Let's talk more potatoes.
I don't want to talk potatoes again. All right. Have you guys discussed the summer blockbuster movie lineup you're looking forward to?
Ooh, we have not. Do you get into the blockbusters?
You go first.
I haven't seen the new Star Trek. I haven't seen the new Iron Man.
Saw Iron Man. It was really good.
I'm excited for I'll tell you the only movie that I really... There's a couple movies I think I'll see in theaters. I'll probably end up finding a way to see the new Hangover movie because it's probably a good time. It's probably better than the second one, which was awful.
Yep.
I'm willing to give it a shot. I really do like Zach Galifianakis a lot. I like the This Is the End, the movie with all those guys playing themselves, Seth Rogen and Barishal and all Craig Robinson, all those guys. Franco, I feel like that's going to be a good time. Outside of that, there's not a ton. I'll watch all these superhero movies when they come out on Blu-ray or whatever, or they're streaming on Netflix, whatever the case. I don't go out of my way. I like the Batman movies when they came out, but the big summer blockbuster, nothing compares to Independence Day.
No, never.
It created the modern summer blockbuster, and I just superheroes to me. I just don't go out of my way.
Let me spin that off and ask you this.
There's the new Superman, but
if there were a running counter
on
everything you've done in your life, and if someone up there had a clicker on how many times you've seen all or part of Independence Day, what would your count be?
An Ed Harris type from the movie.
Right,
Truman
an Ed
Show.
Harris type. What would your count be at?
I've probably seen Independence Day 13 or 14 times.
If you piece
all of the chunks together that I've sat through, yeah.
Wow. I feel like I've watched it 13 or 14 times in one sitting.
Good. I'm talking about 13 or 14 times all the way through.
Oh, I love that movie.
It's great.
I love that movie.
When we got a teleprompter at SB Nation for our camera that I don't think I've used that teleprompter three times since we got it. But when we tested it out, I copy-pasted the president's script for his speech onto the teleprompter, and I gave the speech word for word.
We will not vanish without a fight.
Today. Yeah. Oh, it was great.
Gave me the goosebumps. All right.
So
listen,
what movies do you have? I mean, there's Lone Ranger. Like, who cares?
I saw Iron Man 3. It was good.
Yeah, okay. That's what I've heard.
All I can do is see movies now.
Oh, that's
so
true.
I saw Gatsby. I saw Gatsby. A little long. A little too much Lana Del Rey in it, but...
Don't care about the movie.
You know, okay. Oh, okay movie. It was, I thought, true to the books. That was all right. Star Trek looks good. The first one was really good. This weekend, though, is really the epicenter of movies this summer. I'm doing it both on Saturday. We're going Hangover 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Hangover 3 bright and early. Get that early matinee price. And then Fast 6 later in the day, Dan.
Does that come out this week?
Comes out this week.
Against Hangover.
Who do you put as the favorite in that matchup?
I'm assuming Hangover. Just because
I'm thinking Fast 6 comes out on top.
I think we should make a bet.
Lock of the week.
I'll lock up Fast 6.
I'm going to lock of the week Hangover 3.
Here's the thing about the Fast movies. Have you seen any of them?
Like 1 and 2, I think.
All right. You don't go into a movie like that expecting a deep plot.
No, absolutely not.
All right. But in the last movie, they made some sort of seamless transition over into a series of heist films.
Right.
They did this. I don't know how they did it. And the other cool thing they did in the last movie was in the previous four, they had all these action scenes.
Okay.
All of which pretty much defied physics as we know it.
Okay.
Five essentially was that come to Jesus moment when the writers of the film series looked in the mirror and said, you know what? We're in on the joke. We know it's ridiculous. Let's drag a safe on two chains at 130 miles an hour through downtown Rio de Janeiro. Yeah, two chains. Very, very strong chains.
Yeah.
Let's drag it through downtown Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
Let's destroy everything in its path.
I'm with you.
And let's not have the safe pop off the chains. Let's just make this as ridiculous as possible. And so now if you've watched any television at all, you see they've incorporated a tank.
Right.
They've incorporated all sorts of ridiculous scenes in this movie. I have fleshed out, this is one of the other things I'm doing, I have fleshed out how they can get Tom Cruise in the Fast movie series by the time they get to Fast 12. Because I honestly believe
they're
getting to Fast 12. I have a whole plan
for
them.
You think he would jump onto a franchise that deep?
Let me tell you what. There's a scene in this movie where they apparently, they use the two ropes, the chains, whatever.
Right.
They bring down a 747, Dan, with just two Jeeps.
I'm okay with this.
Seems a little far-fetched because it is. If in the next film, this is a big if.
Yeah.
If in that next film they make the jump to air,
mm-hmm.
may mix a little Air Force One in there.
I feel like they're ready.
All right. Maybe they mix a little Air Force One, a little cliffhanger.
Okay.
All right. By the time Fast 12 rolls around, you figure by then they're going to have Nick Cage in it. Because Cage is just looking for a project. He'll do any movie. Bring Memphis Reigns in no problem. Then they could probably bring in Mark Wahlberg, since The Rock and him are buddy-buddy. Mm-hmm. Probably do that Fast 8, Fast 9. Maybe then you got the star power to go out and get Clooney and Pitt. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. By the time you get to 11 or 12, all of a sudden you've got the disenfranchised Maverick character from Top Gun. All right.
Wow.
The military stripped him of his pension. All right. The damn government. Their stance on veterans affairs. He's angry.
Right.
He needs money.
Sure.
He's gonna put his skills to use. All of a sudden, he's flying the plane in Fast 12. It could happen, Dan.
So, and then you're talking about Fast versus Expendable.
I'm saying Fast turns into the Expendables.
Well, no, I'm saying eventually you have Alien versus Predator. I'm saying you have Fast versus Expendable. Crossover.
Ooh, I didn't
every
think of that.
Star.
I mean, they already got Statham as the bad guy in the next one.
And then, that is nice. Well, is Statham in Expendables?
Statham was in Expendables, yeah.
I'm going to say eventually, 2027.
Right.
Fast versus Expendable versus Avengers.
Wow, Dan.
What?
Wow.
Hollywood brilliance on the solid verbal.
Ooh.
That's all I got. Let it soak, Ty.
Might have to sleep that one off.
Yeah.
Anyway,
get some
catch
up.
I'm going to see Fast this weekend.
I'm excited for your review.
Let's go. Let's go two more.
Let's go.
What do you think? Two more?
I've got people waiting for me to eat.
Oh, geez.
I'm making myself hungry.
Two more here real quick.
Yeah.
Lightning round it. If Wes Lunt transfers to Illinois, will Tim Beckman get a free pass for next season no matter how bad they are?
Nope.
I don't think so.
No, there are rumors about his demise after year one. If he's just as bad year two, if there's no improvement, it doesn't matter who's sitting and waiting. He could get axed. I don't think that's going to be a difference maker.
All right. And close out with this one. Someone writes in, wants to know, top five college towns. You've been to more than I have. So
they wanted each conference breakdown.
Give me top five as a whole.
Top five as a whole, I have to go Austin one. It's just, it's too fun. It's too good. I think Lincoln's underrated, but my God, go to Austin and you won't feel that good about Lincoln anymore. I haven't spent a ton of time in Athens. I know a lot of people like to point to that. I really like Eugene, so I'm going to put Eugene in my top five. I'm going to put Madison, Eugene, Austin. I'm in the correct order. I'm going to figure out after I say all of these as I'm looking at standings everywhere. I like...
You got to say Athens. Athens has to be in the top
five. I haven't spent that much time in Athens, so I can't really speak to it.
How about the Grove?
It's not a town. That's just the tailgate area.
How about
Oxford's
Oxford?
Fine. It's not that. There's like the square, and that's fine. But it's not that fun of a town.
Okay.
I'm gonna say after that. So I have Eugene, Madison, Austin as three of my top five. After that, I'm gonna say I enjoyed my time. I forget what I was about to say. I enjoyed my time in. I'm looking through where have you enjoyed your time, Ty? Boulder is in my top five. And I'm going to say, what's my last one, Ty? What am I missing? I've heard good things about Ann Arbor, but I haven't spent a ton of time there. I've been to a couple of games.
I was in Ann Arbor. It rained. It was miserable. So that's probably a bad judge of Ann Arbor.
Here's my number five, Charlottesville.
I've been to Charlottesville, and Charlottesville is a good time. Although I don't know what there is to do around the campus. I was just at the stadium, but it was a great setting for a game.
I'm going to say one, Austin. Two, Madison. Three, Eugene. Four, Charlottesville. Five, what was the last one I mentioned?
Athens.
No, I didn't mention Athens.
Damn.
Oh, Boulder.
Boulder.
I'm going to go Boulder and then Charlottesville.
All right.
There's my top five.
All right.
What else do you have in yours other than Athens?
You've been to more than I have.
That's true.
Athens is up there. I mean, I've probably been... to only a fraction of the ones you've gone to, but Charlottesville was nice. Athens was really nice. Go ahead.
Yeah, I will say South Bend is definitely top 120. I will say there is a Steak and Shake somewhere outside of South Bend. That's all I got.
I mean, I'm a big fan of State College. I'm biased.
Right.
But it's a good college town.
It looked
for
nice.
Sure.
I just sort of drove through it. I was in and out for that game.
State College has to be in the equation, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Athens for me was heaven on earth. Incredible.
Yeah.
I've been to Austin. Austin was incredible as well.
My underrated is Columbia Mo. You wouldn't think it's fun. It's a fun time.
I would probably throw Madison in there. I haven't been, but
it's the best.
I've heard it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
From other people, not just you. So I need to get out on the road more. Lincoln was fun. I enjoyed Lincoln.
Lincoln is nice. I like Lincoln.
It was all right. I need to get out on the road more.
Indeed you do.
All right. Well, this was fun.
I had a fantastic time.
We'll have to come back to this.
Thank you for inviting me.
I need to sleep on your reunion.
Finish
idea.
That sentence carefully.
Yeah. I need to sleep on this Avengers Expendables Fast reunion thing.
I want not only do I want a breakdown of Avengers versus Expendable versus Fast, I want odds. I want matchup odds. I want scenarios. I want it
so
all
you know,
mapped out.
You know I'll do this, right?
Absolutely.
You know I'll do something like this.
Master
so
of the spreadsheet.
Else to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, big thanks again to Audible for sponsoring tonight's show.
Yep.
Thanks to all of our Facebook followers. Again, facebook.com/solidverbal, everyone who wrote in. We will do this again sometime soon. We'll be back next week, talk more college football with you. In the meantime, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. For that guy over there, Dan Rubensie, for myself, Ty Hildebrand here in Eastern PA. Thanks for tuning into the show. Catch you all in a few days. Have a good weekend. Stay solid.
Peace.